When your company earns unlimited 2% cash back on all purchases with Capital One, that's serious business. So, Steven at SandCloud got a serious business card. The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One.
We used our 2% cash back to help build our retail presence.
Savvy, Steven.
And we get big purchasing power, so our business can spend more and earn more.
The Spark Cash Plus card from Capital One. What's in your wallet?
Terms and conditions apply. Find out more at CapitalOne.com/SparkCashPlus.
Joining us right now is legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. I'm sure he has a lot to talk about with us. There's so much going on in Washington. Joe, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How you doing?
Doing great.
So, Joe, I want to talk to you about Mueller's impaneling a grand jury. A lot of people are saying, well, they must be bringing charges. That's why he has a grand jury now. What's your take on this? Where is this going?
Well, this is a natural step after doing some FBI interviews. You have to issue some subpoenas for documents. You can't get documents without a subpoena, and you can't get subpoenas without a grand jury being impaneled. So this doesn't necessarily mean anything, but at least it means there is a real investigation, and we'll see where it goes. We can't tell anything from this.
Am I correct in understanding, Joe, that that Robert Mueller didn't have a delineated mandate when he began this process, that Rod Rosenstein didn't specify the constraints of this investigation, and thus neither Mueller nor the grand jury are constrained by any sort of bounds?
There is no limiting language in the appointment memorandum, which is always a mistake when you're appointing a special counsel, because you've given them new life. It's like a Frankenstein's monster. As soon as you plug the electricity into the body, it lasts forever. There was no limiting language, so he can't be limited. Now, it is possible if he comes to the Deputy Attorney General and says, I would like to investigate this, the Deputy Attorney General can say no. But suppose he doesn't come to the Deputy Attorney General and just does it on his own, expands it. So we don't know. Since there's no limiting language, why does he have to ask for the authority to expand? He doesn't.
Yeah, I mean, it seems like he's... he's maybe the most powerful investigator in the country right now. Probably is, actually.
Yeah, that's always a big mistake. It's been proven over the years. That's why Congress allowed the independent counsel law to lapse after a five-year sunset provision, because they realized it was a dangerous misuse of federal law to create a prosecutor with only one case. And this is like a lawyer in a town when there's two lawyers, it's a problem. And this is just a mess. You cannot have a prosecutor with unlimited resources, one group of people to investigate, and no limitations. It is a terrible mistake under our system of law.
Before we move on to the leakers, the leak stuff that came out Friday, I want to ask one last question about the grand jury.
Yeah.
Any other things that stand out to you that were of concern about this grand jury?
No. I mean, it's just that it exists. I mean, this is bad for the president. No matter what anybody says, this is not a good thing that the grand jury is now organized and is going to bring people in. Now, people who are called before the grand jury are not entitled to a lawyer to be in there with them. However, they do have the right to take the Fifth, and I think some people will in these circumstances. I certainly wouldn't talk to this grand jury under these circumstances. This really is an outrageous investigation. It never should have occurred, and there it is, just sitting there like a cancer on the body politic.
I'm shocked at the fact that you can't have a lawyer with you. So if you know nothing about your rights, or if you're not informed as to what you should say, you're flying blind in that. I'm just absolutely shocked that that's even legal, that you are not allowed any kind of representation.
Well, it's in the Fifth Amendment that there is first of all, grand jury was put in as a bulwark against the government so that prosecutors just couldn't charge people. But it's become routine now that the grand jury means nothing. It's a useless appendage. It's a way for prosecutors to intimidate people. I'm speaking as an old U.S. attorney. Some prosecutors, like Patrick Fitzgerald, abuse their power, just like Comey and Fitzgerald did in the Scooter Libby case, a disgraceful abuse of the grand jury, a fake case against Scooter Libby with no evidence. That's what happens in the modern America. The grand jury needs to be overhauled. It needs to be a complete revamping of how grand juries are conducted in America at the federal level.
All right, I want to move on to the leak investigation. We saw an announcement yet on Friday from Jeff Sessions, the attorney general. He's accompanied by a couple of other people, including Rod Rosenstein. Yep. What do you make of their efforts to go after leakers?
Long overdue. I'm assuming that they were doing this before but just didn't talk about it. That was a mistake. You need to talk about things like this for reasons of public policy so people have confidence that these leaks are not being allowed to go on. We know that there are three times as many leaks in the first 6 months of this presidency as the entire last 3 years of the Obama administration. This is the deep state trying to destroy a president. This is regicide at work in the federal government. I think these people need to be prosecuted. Should have happened a long time ago. I think the people who leaked the transcripts of the president's conversations with the Prime Minister of Canada and Australia should be prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law. And I think journalists' phone and email records should be subpoenaed. I'm not talking about prosecuting journalists, but all of the records of these journalists should be subpoenaed, emails, letters, phone records, everything, as soon as possible. This can be done. You can find out who these leakers are. This is not a difficult task.
But why should journalists be subjected to law enforcement measures like that?
Because they're citizens, too, and there's nothing in the Constitution, according to Supreme Court President, that their records, we're not talking about prosecuting them like the Justice Department wanted to do with James Rosen at Fox during the Obama administration. We're talking about getting their records. Their records are not entitled to protection. That's very old law, and it's been the law for 200 years.
Right, Joe, but one of the, I'll just quibble with it because I do quibble with that point, which is to say that this short-circuits the ability of a journalist oftentimes to do the job that they need to, which is to report on the details of the government, some of which are classified. I think to Abu Ghraib, the Pentagon Papers. You can sort of go down the list of things that have been reported that are deserving of public scrutiny despite the fact that they have government classification.
That's fine. Journalists have a right to pursue the story. And as long as they're not going to be prosecuted for doing their job, the government has a right to find out how they got the information, because the person who leaked them the information committed a crime and may very well have endangered the lives of U.S. agents overseas. I understand completely. I love journalists. I love the idea of journalism. But when it comes to leaking classified information, forget about it.
All right. So Jeff Sessions seems to be out of the doghouse this weekend, the president tweeting favorably about everything, including the fact that he's going after the leakers, which he's happy with. Are you happy to see the president on with Jeff Sessions on his good side again?
Oh, well, I mean, that attack on Jeff Sessions by the president was a big mistake. Whatever his motivation may have been to, you know, goose up Jeff a little bit to get him to do X, Y, and Z, it was a terrible mistake to confront him publicly and undermine his authority at the department. You just don't do that. You got a problem with Jeff? You know, invite him to the White House, have a conversation. This public sullying of the Attorney General was an abuse by the president. Never should have happened. Jeff Sessions is a great American. I've known Jeff since we were U.S. attorneys together in the Reagan administration. He's a wonderful human being. He's a dedicated public servant. He's honest as the Dickens, and the president should have left him alone, and he needs to leave him alone now.
Quick question. What is the punishment for these leakers if they're found? What's the punishment?
Well, if they violated the Espionage Act, they can get life in prison. There's minimums of 5 and 10 years. You can be held in contempt of court. There are all sorts of things, but it depends upon the discretion of the prosecutors. If it involves classified information, and not like confidential stuff from the White House and all that, but if it involves classified information, it's the full panoply of penalties under the Espionage Act, up to including life imprisonment.
All right, Joe DeGeneva, thank you so much for joining us. We always look forward to your words of wisdom on Mondays. Have a great week.